Masechta Shabbos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin. Hamoitzi Kupas Hareichlin. If someone takes out a perfume seller's box, and in it there's many different types of perfumes, Afapi Sheishba Minim Harbing, even though there's many different types, Einei Chayev Ela Chatas Echas, he's only Chayev one Chatas, since this box is considered one item, one significant item, even though there's many things in it, he's only Chayev one Chatas for transgressing Haitzah of carrying this out on Shabbos. The mission now goes back to listing different items and their significant size for Haitzah. Zerene Gina, if someone's carrying seeds that can be planted in a garden, so they're edible, but they also could be planted. Usually by edibles, the shear is a gregris, a dried fig. But over here, it's pachas mika gregris. Here it's even smaller than a dried fig, because it has a significance, because they're able to be planted. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir says, chamisha, even five seeds, that's the minimum, five seeds have a chashivas, and one can be over haitzah by carrying just five seeds. Zera kishuim, if it's the seeds of cucumbers, then shnaim, two of them already are considered significant. Zera deluim, if it's gourd seeds, then shnaim, two are significant. Zera pula mitzri, if it's Egyptian bean, then shnaim, two are significant. These species, they were more chashev, they were more significant species, and even such a few amount, two seeds, was enough to be over haitzah. Chagav, chai, tahar, if someone has a live grasshopper that's tahar, that's a kosher one, there are certain types of locusts that are kosher. We don't really have a masera, a tradition of which ones they are, so we don't eat any. But someone who has a kosher locust, kolshehu, even any size is enough to be chayv for haitzah on Shabbos, even though this is considered food, and usually food is by the size of a gregris. But over here, a live grasshopper can be used to be given to a child to play with, and so even if it's smaller than that, it has a chashivas. This Tana holds that specifically a kosher one is given to the children to play with, because there's a concern that if the grasshopper dies, he may eat it, and so we only give him a kosher one. The next Tana is going to argue on this. Mace, if it's a dead grasshopper, dead kosher grasshopper, then it's kigregeris, it's the size of a dried fig, because that's the size for all edible food. Tziperis crumim, this is a certain type of bird or grasshopper that's called the Tziperis crumim, the bird of the vineyards. And it was used for refuah purposes. It had certain type of healing purposes. So bein chaya bein meso, whether it's alive or dead, kol shehi, whatever size it is, kol shehi shematzniya neisa, anything that's significant enough for people to store it, lerefuah, for medical purposes. So that was significant also for haitzah, even if it was smaller than a gregaris. Rabbi Yehuda comes to argue on one point of the previous Tana, and he says, af hamaitzi chagav chai tameh, kolshehu, even if someone carries out on Shabbos a live grasshopper that's not kosher, even if it's not kosher, kolshehu, any size that it is, even if it's smaller than a gregaris, since it can be used as a toy for the kids to play with, as a pet, so then it has a chashivas, shematzniya yisrael lekatan l'sachik bay, because people keep these, they hold on to them to give to their kid, to a kid to play with it. And this time now that we're not concerned that they may eat it if it dies, because they're not going to eat there what they previously were played with as their pets. They're not going to eat them. And the first time now that we are concerned that they may come to eat it, so only a kosher one was given to the kids to play with. And therefore only a kosher one of smaller size than a gregaris has a chashivas for haitzah. Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph. So we've discussed over the last few prakim the significant sizes of all different items, that the standard person would store away such a thing, and therefore it's chashav, it's significant for haitzah. However, an item that people don't generally store away is not going to be significant for haitzah. But even if most people don't store it away, if this person he is abnormal and he stores and he cares for such a small and significant item, then he will have an issue of Eitzah when he carries it out. So the mission over here discusses such a person. Hamatznia lazera, if someone does store a small amount of seed for planting, even though it's smaller than the shiurim that we listed earlier. Uledugma, or if he's storing a small amount as a sample to show customers. Ulerefua, or if he's holding on to it for refua purposes, for medicine, and it's even a smaller amount than the shiurim listed, and he stores such a thing. V'haitzia b'shabbos, and he carries it out into Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Chayev b'chol shu, he's going to be chayev b'chol shu, even any small amount, anything that he would store, he's going to be chayev for it, even if it's smaller than the shiurim before. V'chol adam, but other people that don't generally store such small amounts of these things, ain chayev alav, ela k'shiurei, they're only chayev chatas, it's only a malacha deraisa of itzah for them if they carry out the proper shear. The Mishnah now goes back to this person that he was the matznia, he stored such small items. Chazar, if he changes his mind and he's no longer interested in storing it, v'echnisle, and then he brought it in on Shabbos from the Rosh Hashanah and back into his house. Since he changed his mind and he's no longer going to store such a thing, so it no longer has a significance, ein echayev alav ela kishiri. He's no longer going to be chayev. It's not a malacha d'oraisa anymore. Ela kishiri, only if it has the proper shear. Because since he changed his mind, it's no longer something that's significant, and he no longer is over haitza d'oraisa anymore.